Wake up every morning the good way.
Now, you'd remember yesterday I mentioned the lady that got fired from her job for being too attractive.
Yeah.
Nay? Sure. Her employer just said, you know what, you're too attractive. I'm starting to find you attractive, so I'm going to have to let you go. And then she got fired for being too attractive.
Yeah, it was a weird compliment sandwich.
Imagine that conversation in the HR office. Sorry, we have to call you in. Please come and see me. Okay, cool.
Yes, the mooi.
Waar gaan jullie? Jij is net te mooi. Jij is te mooi. Je hebt een mooi gezicht. En dus kom je naar jullie gesprek met HR. Je weet, na afloop van die feit dat ons dit genoemd had, die andere boodschap doorgekomen op Telegram, 084-222-9497, van Johan Brink. En hy sê, hy was ook in HR's kantoor ingeroep, omdat hy te vriendelik voorkom. He comes across too nice.
Yes, too nice.
Okay. So, to sê HR...
Jy's in die moeilikheid met yes, too nice.
Luister, okay. Jy's too nice. Die glimlaggies en die vriendelikheid kan deur van die werknemers verkeerd opgeneem word. So probeer dit asseblief net neutraal hou.
What?
Like, thank you for coming, but don't smile.
What, getting pulled into HR's office.
It's like a bit of a silly reason.
For being too nice and too friendly. That's absolutely ridiculous, okay? But hey, sometimes we all come across moments like that. So what's the silliest, most obscure thing that you've got called into HR's office for? Maybe you took a fellow employee sandwich, okay? Well, that right there, that's theft. Okay, the sandwich, trivial.
Borrowing
on a permanent basis. Theft. Maar wat is die meest belaglikste, obskuurste, simpelste ding waarvoor jy al ingeroep is en waar HR vir jou gesê het, hey, mannetjie, kom sit bietjie hierso. Ons het 'n probleem. Dalk was jy ook te vriendelik, dalk was jy ook te mooi. Who knows? Share your voice notes with us on Telegram. It's 084-222-9497. Dis klok vir lewe, hou FM, Elof, swipe reg, 722. En nou dat hy so sing van iemand wat jou kan verlei, vrou, wat is die vreselikste, eenvoudigste, stupidste goedkies waarvoor jy al in HR'se kantoor ingeroep is? Dit nou, na die dag was haar vrou afgedank in die VSA, omdat sy te mooi is. Wraggies. Boodskap ontvang op Telegram. Hi. Ek was ook al ingeroep oor my baas se vrou gesê het, ek's te mooi en ek sal haar man kan verlei. Net daar moes ek my goedjies pak en ander werk gaan soek. Dit was nou 'n lekker sissie my saak. What? I can't believe that you would appoint someone because they look presentable. Because, remember, you have to...
Yeah, it's a whole thing. You've got to look presentable, but now you're too presentable.
Now you're too presentable. What on earth?
Good morning, breakfast team. Well, actually, I am the HR, or let's say I was the HR. And I think the weirdest or the awkwardest thing that I had to do was call in a lady who was inappropriately dressed and send her home... to change.
Nice psycho, sir. Maar weet jy wat so mooi lyk? Sweetpak.
Wel, ek moet toch al sê, my baas het eendag ongemakkelijk gevoel. Toe hy by die werk instap en ek slat hem op die bout en ek sê vir my, jou dikkes, werk jy nog lekker hier by ons? Dis kyk gekry, maar nie dit draai nie.
You know what, that's like playing Monopoly, okay? Skip start straight to jail. You can swim for by HR's kantoor loop. You're just going to get fired. Klok vir lewe ou FM. Anne-Marie Nalhorn, our song, 7:30. Nog een boodskap ontvang is op Telegram, 084-222-9497. Oor simpel goedkies waarvoor jy nou al ingeroep is by HR. Nee. Chantal sê so. Sy en een vriendin het elke dag ete saamgevat, tussen 1 en 2. So maand later, boom, hier kom klop HR. Sê, luister, kom sit bykie hierso, net een dingetjie, kan jylle asseblief ophou, saam lunch vat. Want het skep een slechte indruk by die rest van die staf. En hulle voel hulle is nie deel van jylle groepie nie. So you're not allowed to have friends. That's weird. Another one
weird.
That came through on Telegram, 084-222-9497, is die feit dat hy ingeroep was HR toe, omdat hy deelgeneem het aan die meetings. So luister, jou deelname is dalk 'n bietjie te veel. Just, you know.
Ek verstaan nie mooi nie.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do in a meeting?
I don't know.
7:39 op your good morning breakfast. Okay. Get a load of this. Jorien Verwiers. Sy gesels saam met die hele story van jy weet, wat's die weirdste, simpelste, snaakste, trivialste goeiekies, waarvoor jy al by HR moes aanmeld. Sy sê by haar vorige werk, sy ingeroep, omdat sy nie elke oggend omstap, en by elke kantoor vir almal môre sê nie. Okay.
Ja, baie kantoor is dat vind ek lang.
Guaranteed, probably een week later, weer ingeroep. Askies, jy vat te lang om vir almal te gaan môre sê. Jy het vinniger aanmeld by jou pos, asseblief.
Ben, nee, die lekkerste ding wat hulle my nokko gesê het, my nie is gevaar nie, het my sommer WhatsApp gestuur en gesê, my dienste word beëindig, ek was nie eens by HR nie, omdat ek my musiek te hard gespeel het.
Sy luister te hard na radio. Hey, you know what, he was probably just tuned to the sound of your life, that's it, verstaan jy, keep it pumping, keep it flowing, keep a lekker fun atmosphere in the office, nah man.
Môre OFM, ek het baie jare terug vir begrafenisonderneming gewerk, en ons het begrafenisse gedoen, maar ons het ook premies ontvang van mense, en die een familie het een keer op een comment kaartjie geskryf, dat ek is ook net way te vriendelik, want hulle is besig om te rou, en ek moet ook net asseblief nie so vriendelik wees as ek mense ontvang nie. Ja, dit was vir my bietjie van een silly comment gewees.
Maar ek hoor jou, ek hoor jou hart, nee, mens kan nooit te vriendelik wees nie. But also, there's a point we have to read the room, nee. Okay, so gaan, hey, my genade, Susan, welkom hier so by ons begrafenisonderneming. Goed en jy, lekker sit, ons maak thee, man. Ach, weet jy, dit gaan so, vir sy, it's, maybe in situations like that, then yes, maybe dim the smile a bit. But, you know what, I think we could all use with a bit of guidance on how to avoid HR for silly things like this. 7:49 on your good morning breakfast. Okay, now, yesterday we made mention of the lady that got fired because she was considered too attractive. Okay? En HR het gesê, weet jy wat, jy raak 'n probleem vir die eienaar van hierdie besigheid. Hy is besig om jou mooi te ervaar. Hy plaas 'n huwelik onder de stress, so jy gaan hom maar eerder moet gaan. En ek bedoel, hier was sulke incidente wat deurgekom het vroeger op Telegram ook, van ek's te mooi toe vir my werkgewer
se vrou. It's not only an problem, it's right,
yeah. Ja, dis net nie so. Maar ook, 'n baie vreemde gesprek om te hê in HR. Jy weet, ander wat deurgekom het is, weet jy, ek neem te veel deel aan besprekings en vergaderings. Mm. My klere is nie reg nie, ek was te vriendelik. Ek, verstaan jy, so daar's al hierdie snaakse goedjies waarmee mens oor die vingers getik kan word. Mm. Nee? So I figured, you know what, we'll get by with a little help from a friend. So, if you feel like you can't stomach HR anymore, try this, okay? So when you're in a meeting,
Leister,
don't say much. Actually, you know what? Don't say anything in a meeting. Because if you don't say anything, you can't say anything wrong. Okay? Hence the fact that HR cannot call you in. Also, this one. Try this. Conclude all your emails when given a task with, I will circle back to this. I will circle back to this. You never mention how big the circle is.
When you circle.
Absoluut. So jou circle kan, if it baie groot wees. So niemand kan jou oor die vingers tik as jy te lank vat nie. Work. Jy weet, wanneer jy gevra word om iets te doen, of jou opinie oor iets, vra altyd eerste. Ja, maar, jy weet, wat denk allemaal anders daarvan? Wat denk jylle daarvan?
You can find the group's opinion first.
Wat is jou opinie, nee? Because this will reflect you as a team player, nee?
And that including you
value,
others.
Yes, you're including everyone. You value everyone's input. You look like the champ. And, everyone's doing your work for you, okay? And then lastly, if you really want to avoid HR, okay, I'm talking like you're wearing too revealing clothes at the office, then you need to start HRing HR, okay? Clothes too revealing?
say you are prioritizing your body core temperature to optimally provide services for your employer. Okay? Not completing a task? You can just say, I'm not sure if this aligns with my current bandwidth in terms of wellness prioritization and psychological safety. So you know what? just start HRing HR. Except when you're annoying. I think then that's a valid reason to get called into HR. And that is one of the reasons that came through on Telegram, 084-222-9497. Nou vroeër so gepraat oor eenvoudige simpel goedjies waarvoor mense ingeroep word, HR toe. Jy weet, wat nie een van die besoekies net wenig justify. Maar meer onlangs het ons 'n lazy lig vandag gesien, nê? Nee. En ek dink hierdie is iets waarvoor mens jy weet, een bykie oor die vingers getik kan word, en wat in betie gevalle sommer net die afdanking rechtvaardig, as jy my moet vraag, as ek moet eerlijk wees.
Wat is dit?
Nee, because some people are just more annoying than others, and they do annoying things.
Okay, but what constitutes like annoying?
Yeah, exactly, obviously it differs, but not with this list they compiled, because they pulled together a ton of employers, employees, etc., people in the workplace, né? And they said, okay, here's a few things that we think are annoying, please rate them, okay, 1 to 10, and give them each a score.
Oh, wow.
So finally, okay, there's a bit of a metric towards what is considered annoying. Coming in at a whopping 1 out of 5. The least annoying of them all, okay? Mm-hmm. But still annoying.
But still annoying,
but
yeah,
just
yeah,
the
yeah.
least annoying. Saying no offense right before saying offense. Something offensive.
Yeah, okay, can we stop doing that?
Okay, so it's like just loosely translating, listen, prepare yourself to be offended, but I would like to pre-exempt your feelings, all right? And then also bonus points for doing this in a meeting, and then following it with no offense, just being honest.
No offense, just being honest. Yo, just
comes
being
in,
honest,
okay. Level 1 out of 5. Level 1.5 out of 5. Still pretty, you know, it's annoying, but not up there. Sending a question mark after someone do not reply to your message for 4 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Wait, like, 5?
What? Why? Why do you send a question mark if I do not respond instantly? So clearly you think either I've died or I've been abducted. Like that's what's going through your mind. Like why send the question mark? Coming in, annoyance level, 2 out of 5. Let's circle back.
Okay, yeah, you did that.
Obviously you have absolutely no intention of circling anything, okay? And it's basically just putting the entire office into corporate limbo, okay? So this is also the space where the ideas and actions go to die. Annoyance level, 2 out of 5. People who start typing, then stop.
Start
then
typing.
Start. Then
yeah,
stop.
Don't do that.
And repeating that. Okay. Now we're starting to go to the more serious things. Annoyance level, 3 out of 5. Loud phone talkers in the office.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Hate that. Okay. I don't want to know about your cousin's divorce proceedings.
Okay.
Kind of don't care. Okay. That's it. I'm just, trying to do my job. That's it. People who reply all just to say thanks.
Yeah, don't do that.
Annoyance level, 3.5 out of 5. Okay. Now we're in the business end. 4 out of 5. Making an office group chat for something that could have been an email.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely annoying.
Playing loud music and watching loud videos in communal spaces in the office.
Yeah.
Annoyance level, 4.5 out of 5. You know what is considered globally to be the most annoying thing in any form of office space?
Heating smelly food in the microwave.
No, not even. Chewing loudly or with your mouth open. I mean, some people aren't even eating. It's a performance art in surround sound, and it comes in at an annoyance level 5. Of a staggering 5 out of 5. So there you go. I mean, now you have a rating system to rate the annoying things people do in your office. We'll publish this online for you at ofm.co.za. Go check it out and start rating your colleagues.
The Good Morning Breakfast, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. only on ofm. Brought to you by NutriFeeds, the formula for success.